time to take a look at the big stories in politics and beyond in the Golden State with Carla Marinucci from the California Playbook on Politico.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michelle.
So, Paul Ryan, huh? This is kind of big news.
Wow, that is big news. And it's big news possibly for California because, it, you know, all eyes are heading toward House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy right now from Bakersfield. He is already jockeying for that position. It's unclear whether the Republicans are going to hold the House come November, so he could be looking at being the House Minority Leader. But the fact is, McCarthy is definitely in the running to replace Paul Ryan, and that could be a very interesting thing. We'll see what happens. These House races in California, at least seven of them are going to matter whether the Democrats are able to flip the House. And, you know, McCarthy's going to play a big role in fundraising and everything else in terms of helping the Republicans hold there. But it's going to be interesting to watch that and the whole issue of how the Republican House handles this election coming up in November. So, yeah, Ryan's decision to retire, to go back to his family, has been anticipated for a while. But, yeah, definitely a big move. Washington is buzzing about that one for sure.
Carla, I have your lead story for tomorrow. You ready?
What is it, Larry?
Because here's the deal. I don't have the research, but this is your job. I quickly went to Wikipedia and it didn't work. Name the last time ever that one state has held the Speaker of the House and the Minority Leader at the same time. Nancy Pelosi, the Minority Leader, if McCarthy, maybe it flips, so she becomes the Speaker of the House, and then McCarthy becomes the Minority Leader. Has there ever been a state to have both positions at the same time?
Wow, that's a great angle. I don't know. Do you know the answer to that?
I'm looking at Wikipedia right now, trying to quickly kind of go through this. Maybe in the 40s, it might have happened in Massachusetts, but I don't think that it's ever happened.
That is it. That's a very interesting angle on it, and you're absolutely right. With Pelosi, you know, and there's also questions about will Pelosi hang on to the speakership if the Democrats get the House in November. But the fact is, you're absolutely right. You've just given me a headline for tomorrow.
I told you I was going to have you. Carla, please believe me when I tell you.
I think that is fascinating because you're talking about, you know, real power bases here, mm-hmm. not only in fundraising and also in areas like the budget and every place else. So, but yeah, you know, you're right. If California holds a vote,
I've been having on this forever.
That would be wild. I'll research that, but... Yeah, you just gave me a great idea, Larry. Thank you.
But here's the thing that I think is just asinine about this. California clearly does not represent the mainstream thought of the country. I've said it forever. The Nancy Pelosi is the leader of the Democrats. They're just out of step with the rest of the country. And for both parties to have their leaders coming from California, I just think it's insane for them because they're just not relating to the real people of the party.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you say that. Yeah, I mean, California is its own country, so to speak. I mean, you're absolutely right. But remember, we're the sixth largest economy. That gives a lot of clout to California. And you're right. I mean, it's funny that Kevin McCarthy from Bakersfield, you know, as you know, the California Republican Party is really in deep straits here. They're way behind on voter registration. They're losing seats everywhere in California. They're sort of almost a minority party. So Kevin McCarthy's ability to hold on to Bakersfield with such strength that he has, that's sort of unusual, too. You're right. We really kind of don't represent mainstream heartland thought in California. And yet California, remember, is where all the political money is. So that lends a big help to both McCarthy and Pelosi in hanging on to those power positions.
Let's talk a little bit about our governor, Jerry Brown, and oil drilling. So he is sort of in the spotlight at this point.
Yeah, you're going to see a blimp flying over the Golden Gate Bridge today. That Greenpeace has got that blimp. He is still environmentalist. You know, he's a big environmental leader. He's been ahead on climate change. But on the issue of oil drilling and fracking, a lot of environmental groups are still really mad at him, that oil drilling still goes on in the state, and he's never really come out against fracking. So they're going to be mounting a huge campaign today. That blimp is going to be part of it, really trying to pressure him to end oil drilling in California. you know, he's somebody who's been down the middle on it. He has called for transitioning away from oil, but, you know, the state still depends on oil, and still oil drilling goes on here. So Jerry Brown's going to be the focus of environmental protest today, and we'll see how he responds to that. You know, he's got a lot on his plate this week, Michelle, because the other issue is he going to help Donald Trump with the issue of putting National Guard at the border?
Right. Well, California sort of held out on that one. So
that's right. He hasn't made a decision yet, and some people say, you know, he could decide to do it in a way that he controls the National Guard and Donald Trump does not. So Jerry Brown is still in the spotlight. This is obviously his last term, his fourth term, and we got a very good governor's race going, a very lively governor's race going to replace him. But he still has major decisions to make on these issues, and so he's under the heat of the environmentalists today.
Well, you can take a look at these stories, plus also Kamala Harris versus Mark Zuckerberg. That is listed at the California Playbook on Politico.com. Thanks so much, Carla.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Carla Marinucci.